اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah. How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine.
How are you? Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and we'll, inshallah, carry on. So, Brother Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, today, inshallah, we'll be working on ayah number 31 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, so this ayah is talking about a very important challenge. Okay, a challenge between the angels and Adam alayhi salam. All right?
Yes.
A challenge between the angels and
Adam
human being. Yes. Let's see who wins. What do you think? Human being wins or angels?
Human.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So before we start, let's listen to this ayah. So, Fawad, was it a nice recitation?
Of course.
Okay, great. Did you hear it?
Yes.
So, okay, now I will be reciting, inshallah. Make sure you repeat. All right?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها.
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها.
ثم عرضهم على الملائكة.
ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين.
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, we had the story of the caliphate of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, or the caliph of Allah Almighty, that they were the infallibles, the prophets and the imams. Every single person can't be a caliph on earth, okay?
Yes.
We can't even represent ourselves. How can we represent Allah Almighty? It's much difficult, okay? It needs someone who is infallible, someone who has a divine soul, all right? So, in this ayah, there is a challenge for the angels, okay? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. Allah Almighty, when he created, okay, human beings, okay, Allah Almighty gave him the knowledge of everything. The knowledge of everything needed for his life, okay? Okay? He gave him some of his knowledge about the عَالَمُ الْغَيْبِ, for example, the unseen world, okay? And this world, okay? And the names of everything, the knowledge, the understanding, okay? For example, we can say that Asma Hussein, Asma has meanings, okay? Look, in Arabic, we say for the names, also we say Asma. Names, okay? For example, your name, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, they are names. They're called Asma, okay?
Yes.
For example, we have Asma'ullah al-Husna. We have the names of Allah Almighty, okay? The attributes of Allah Almighty. But Asma also has another meaning. The interpretation is this, that the knowledge, the understanding, the knowledge of things, this world, the other world, okay? So what did Allah Almighty give Adam? Knowledge.
Yes.
Okay, now let's see who wins the challenge. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah Almighty taught, okay, Adam alayhi salam everything needed, okay? He gave him the knowledge, divine knowledge. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then Allah Almighty presented them to Adam, to the angels, okay? That he said, Allah Almighty said, أَنْبِئُونِ بِأَسْمَاءِ هَوَلَى. Do you know this? Tell me if you know this. Then the angels, because in the previous ayah, the angels said that, oh God, are you going to appoint someone on earth who sheds blood, okay? While we are glorifying you, we are saying tasbih of you, Allah, we're better than him, why are you doing this? Then Allah Almighty here says, okay, let's see. Do you want to challenge Adam? So the angels said, yeah. Then Allah Almighty said, okay, that tell me, do you know these things? Then the angels said, no. In the next ayah, the angels say, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We don't know them. Then the Allah Almighty, in the next ayah, says, okay, to Adam, Adam, come on, say them. Okay? Adam alayhi salam says all of them, and the angels become, oh yeah, he's better than us. Okay? Then Allah Almighty commands them to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, yeah, to do sajda. So our priority, our superiority, okay, our excellence is in our knowledge, in the soul that Allah Almighty has given us. So we are better than angels, and Allah Almighty, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا.
Okay? So all angels should praise us?
Actually, if it's the command of Allah Almighty, it was the command of Allah Almighty, so they praise us, okay?
If Allah did not command.
No, they do not pray us, okay? They prostrated to us, we will study inshallah this. They prostrated to us for the command of Allah Almighty. Did you get it? Inshallah, we'll talk more about it.
Yes.
So let's go to the Tajweed rules here.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
وعلم آدم الأسماء. علم تشديد. Make sure you pronounce it correctly. وعلم
yes.
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. آدم الأسماء كلها, right?
Yes.
أسماء ثم إدغام ثم Fawad, nice question it was, okay? But I want you to, and I say to my brothers and sisters as well who are listening to us, refer to the Tafasir book as well, okay? Because we can't explain everything here. We don't have that much time.
Okay.
So, ثم عرضهم عرضهم راضا. Two heavy letters after one another. It might be kind of difficult. عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Again, مَدُّ الْوَاجِبِ الْمُتَّسِلِ. Right? مَلَائِكَةِ. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُنَا. This rule is important. Hassan, do you see the Nun Sakin?
Yes.
Okay, after Nun Sakin, what letter comes?
Ba.
Ba. So, Hussein, can you tell me what rule we should apply? Nun Sakin plus Ba?
Yes, Iqlab.
Iqlab, great. You gotta change that Nun sound to
meme.
Kind of meme sound.
Yeah.
Fawad, say this. Bi'uni, right? That's it. But make sure you do that Ghunna sound also. Bi'uni. Bi'uni. فقال أنبئوني بأسمائي هؤلاء three mal all of them are wajib
yes
actually هؤلاء it's not wajib do you know why because ها is another word it's another letter okay أولائي is another word أولائي means those these sorry these Ha means ha is a kind of attention letter, okay? Attention letter, warning letter. It tells you, this, for example, this, okay? It's kind of attention letter, I think, in Arabic, yeah. So, ha ulai, if you do not stretch the sound, it's okay. It can be joyous. Ulai, that one is wajib, okay? Because ula, alif mad, and hamza both are in the same word, ula. So هؤلاء you can recite this way فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء or you stretch all the three mat alright
yes
so إن كنتم صادقين what rule are applied what rule is applied actually on these both nun sakin examples
إخفاء
both are إخفاء إن كنتم صادقين alright so I want Fawad to recite this وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها you recite this part then the next part so Hussein Ruhullah will you recite this ayah for us we'll be listening
yes
and our brothers and sisters make sure you're listening
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
أحسنت
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين
Superb, mashallah. Recite a salawat for him. Mashallah. Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So thank you, Hussein Rahulam. Now I will be reciting, okay? And you all will be repeating. Then we'll finish this session. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين
أحسن صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Okay, thank you so much. We learned about the challenge between the angels and Adam عليه السلام in the next two ayahs, okay? In the next two verses, we will inshallah talk again about the challenge, okay? Thank you so much. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, okay? Do not forget. And also, make sure you practice the Tajweed rules. So, thank you so much. Thanks Allah Almighty to you, first and foremost. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, especially the students and the teacher. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to us today. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farj.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن